And now back to the news. Our first set of news in part two includes crime stories and two reports about trees. A thief who stole a package from outside a house in the Golden Triangle will have had quite a surprise. Norwich residents continue to be harassed by scammers, and we have a report on the latest scams to look out for. The police are aiming to dismantle County Line's drug gangs in Norwich. If they do catch anyone, the dealers are likely to visit the Norwich Magistrates' Court, which is the subject of another story altogether. Underground ruins below the courts are at threat because of tree roots. In another tree story, we learn about reuse of Christmas trees, tree cycling. We all know from Gilbert and Sullivan that a policeman's life is not a nappy one, but our first story suggests that a burglar's life may be a nappy one.
A criminal hoping for Christmas steal may have not quite what they bargained for. People have been warned to be alert amid a rise in opportunist doorstep thefts. And on such low-life nicked a parcel left on a doorstep in the Golden Triangle's Avenue Road on Saturday night. Doorbell video footage reveals someone sneaking up to the house and scooping up the package before walking off at around 8:20 in the evening. But rather than a brand new shiny Christmas present, the thief would have opened the cardboard box to find out more than 100 nappies. The 30-year-old victim, who did not wish to be identified, said she was currently on maternity leave with her 3-month-old child. She said, "It is pretty annoying for me because the whole reason I got the nappies delivered is because it makes it so much easier not carrying around a bulky product. The purchase is insured so I can claim through my credit card, but it is more admin for me, which is a pain. The stolen nappies, which have not been returned, cost £30, with 136 of them in total in the box. It comes as people are being warned about a rise in opportunist parcel thefts nationally. Dubbed porch piracy, deliveries are being snatched within minutes of being placed outside homes as thieves follow delivery vans. A spokeswoman for Norfolk Police said, "Police were investigating the theft of a parcel from outside a property in Avenue Road. The investigation has, however, since been closed, due to there being no further lines of inquiry. As with any closed investigation, should any new evidence come to light, this decision could be reconsidered."
Fraudsters are always on the lookout for new ways to scam people out of their hard-earned cash. Here are some of the latest tricks to watch out for. From scammers pretending to be family members on WhatsApp to fraudulent washing machine salespeople, it's worth keeping alert. Fraudulent washing machine salespeople. This scam has seen families in Norfolk receive telephone cold calls stating their washing machine's warranty has expired and needs extending. The caller then attempts to gather personal and financial details from the call recipient. Norfolk Trading Standards said if someone receives this call, they should not give or confirm any details and hang up. It said if people needed to check on warranty details of goods within their home, they should contact the business where they purchased the item directly. Fake WhatsApp family member messages. This scam, which has already been doing the rounds in Norfolk, has returned. Trading Standards is warning residents to be aware of WhatsApp messages where scammers attempt to impersonate family members to steal money. The message will often claim, "My phone is broken," or "I've just changed my number." And the message will then say, "You can contact me from here now," and "Delete my old number." If that message is responded to, further messages will follow, generally leading to a problem being presented that needs money to be transferred. Counsel advice is to always be suspicious about messages of this type, especially if a request for money is involved, and try and contact the person who the message claims to be from via another method. Fake Omicron PCR tests. People are being warned of scam emails which claim to be from the NHS and offer tests for the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The fake email offers new PCR test kits that detect the COVID variant, and claims that taking the tests means that people can avoid the new restrictions. A link within the email leads to a fake NHS website that may ask for payment or bank details in order to secure a testing kit. Any such emails received which offer such tests should be forwarded to the government at report@phishing.gov.uk, and phishing is spelt P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
A major crackdown to dismantle County Lines drugs gangs operating in Norwich has been pledged with thousands more arrests. Boris Johnson vowed to come down hard on the gangsters who are making hell of people's lives. As part of the government's new 10-year drug strategy, saying he was absolutely determined to fight drugs. Police will get millions in extra funding to fight London-based gangs that exploit young people to traffic drugs to areas like Norfolk. It will build on Operation Oroki, which has seen Norfolk and the Met Police sharing intelligence on drugs gangs and has seen 52 county lines closed and 77 people being charged. It has led to 45 convictions with sentences totalling more than 177 years. A number of high-profile knife crimes, including recent multiple stabbings in Norwich, have been linked to County Lines drugs gangs. The 300 million gang crackdown will be joined by the largest ever investment in treatment and recovery, the government said. The Prime Minister said he wanted to break the cycle of arresting culprits time after time and returning them to prison again and again for being involved in drug-related crime by offering humane option of rehabilitation. The strategy will expand drug testing on arrest, with police encouraged to direct drug users towards treatment or other relevant interventions. Judges will also be given the power to order drug tests on offenders serving community sentences for drugs-related crimes, with the prospect of jail if they test positive.
Hundreds of people visit the building each day, many of them wishing they did not have to. But few will be aware of the extensive Norman ruins that lie beneath Norwich Magistrates Court. But now the flint remains of an 800-year-old Norman house, which can be found in a large undercroft below the courtyard and its courthouse and its courtyard, are at risk of damage. Four trees planted in the courtyard are causing cracking in the ceiling above the ruins, allowing water to seep into the area. HM Court Service had sought permissions to remove them, but this has been refused. Instead, officials at Norwich City Council have imposed preservation orders to protect the trees. A footpath has also had to be blocked off over safety fears that a raised paving slab present a tripping hazard. The Norman House, the ruins of which were discovered in 1981, prior to the construction of the modern courthouse, are one of the oldest existing examples of their type in the country. The Flint Building is thought to have been constructed in 1170 and was built on land belonging to the Norwich Cathedral Priory. A spokesperson for Norwich City Council said, "When the application was made to remove the trees, the council received no supporting evidence of damage to the ruins and no mention of an engineering solution. There is also a 28-day period for any objections to be made to tree preservation orders. The council received no objections during that time in this case. These trees are important for the city. They are healthy, well-established, and make a considerable contribution to the city centre conservation area."
Tremendous idea. A Norfolk charity has launched a tree recycling scheme to help raise much-needed funds. East Anglia's Children's Hospice, each, in conjunction with Just Helping, is offering to collect Christmas conifers. The environmentally friendly service is available for postcodes across Norfolk, and people can sign up to the service by making a voluntary donation to the charity each. Community fundraiser Tim Jenkins said, "After all the fun, buzz and anticipation of the festive period, it's always a horrible job to getting rid of your tree in January. By signing up for our recycling scheme, It's one less thing to worry about. Registration is currently open and closes on January the 9th. For more information about the collection service can be found at https://justhelping.org.uk/registertree.
A block of flats has been built for the city's homeless in just 3 days. The £1.1 million flats in Webster Court were constructed as a county-wide initiative to tackle homelessness with long-term solutions. 6 prefabricated flats were craned into place, with each of the stories built in just 1 day. This method was chosen due to the speed of construction and to minimise disruption to the surrounding area. The flats will be for those who are homeless, offering tenancies of between 6 and 24 months. The block is adjacent to the Webster Court Housing with Care Scheme, run by St Martin's Housing Trust. Andrew Savage, Executive Development Director at Broadland Housing Association, whose team managed the construction, said, "The fundamental issue we have in the UK and in Norwich is that we do not have enough housing. That is why we have a problem. That is why we have street homelessness. That is why so many vulnerable groups are struggling to find the right accommodation. That is why it's so important to be delivering housing." Gail Harris, Cabinet Member for Social Housing at Norwich City Council, said, "We are in desperate need of homes for people who might be homeless or who are on the verge of being homeless. None of us can do it by ourselves. It's too big a problem. But if you can work with organisations who have the same ethos, the results can be tremendous. It's so wonderful to see these homes that have grown almost overnight. What a start for someone who can have their lives changed and with the proper support will be able to progress through life in a far better place. The first tenants are scheduled to move in before the end of December 2021.